So when I got to school today, somebody said I was a minion. You guys know what minions are?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you. You're the short ones, the little ones. Mm-hmm. How can I be the minion when I'm taller than all of the students? Figure that one out. All right, I said I'm wearing white. Why am I still wearing white? What do you think? Yep, one.
Because it's still the season of Easter.
Still the season of Easter. Very nice. Nice work, Owen. We are wearing, again, still white because it is still Easter season. You know, and white shows, again, the image of being clean. That Jesus Christ saves us. And that he gave us his life so we can be purified. So we may be perfect in our church. Now, I liked the song we just sang right before the gospel. Do you guys know what that's called? When we have the prayer right before the gospel, there's a special name for it. Does anybody know what it is? What do you think?
Jesus!
It's for Jesus. It's about Jesus. It's kind of a good word for it. Remember we started Alleluia, Alleluia, and then we had a line. Remember what you said? Yep. No. Say it again. We will listen to your word. Yes, that was the verse. So when we're actually before Mass and I'm reading, there's a prayer to listen. And then the verse then, which is in the Bible, and many of you know, you're memorizing verses. So we heard a verse. It's an antiphon. It's or the Eucharist or the gospel acclamation. Meaning we're standing because we're listening to Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Right? And I think I've said that before. You guys know the preschool is this might be new for you. You know what I'm wearing? On my shoulders, front and back. What do you think? Who are these? These are images. What do you think? Okay, go ahead. What does it look like?
A cross.
You're very good. My bigger cross is right here. Yeah. What do you think? You guys know. Some of you know. Yeah. What do you think, Leah? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Right? John is right here. I put him right here on my chest. I'm by my heart. And Luke, and then the back of Matthew. Now, when I talk about these, the ones that wrote the Gospels, like today, you said, Talia, we will listen to your word. Okay? Now, this is getting deep, which is good. Because who is the word? Who is the word? Okay, you got to get into philosophy here. Yep.
God.
God. Who it is. Who is it? So you're right, it is God.
Jesus, the gospel.
The gospel is one, to think about it. The word. When we're listening to things, those are words, right? I'm giving words right now. Because you're listening to me. But there's in the Bible, when you say word, it's not just a book. It's not just language. It's not just reading. In the Mass, at church, what do you think? Jesus. Yeah. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the word. We listen in the Bible of Jesus. Jesus was talking today in the reading. Remember, he was talking to the disciples? And he said, I'm a living bread. That was Jesus. And Jesus is coming not just through his mouth or writing, but spiritually. That when we read the Bible, we're reading and listening to Jesus. And we're listening to the Word, the Son of our Father. We're getting very deep today, but we should, because Jesus is the Word that came to the world to save us. Jesus is our winner. Can you say amen on that?
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Jesus is the Word. Say amen.
Amen.
You're tiny little like minions. You gotta say it louder than that. Is Jesus our King?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Say it.
Amen.
Alright, it's getting a little better. You gotta wake up. Wake up. Jesus is our Savior. He's our King. He's the one that gave his life for us. And now is in heaven to continue to be with us. Every day, Jesus is our King and our brother and our friend. So please stand as we offer our prayers.